أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi talking with you about the different characteristics of Ibadur Rahman, perfect human beings, mentioned in the last verses of chapter Furqan. We came across the issue of leadership. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes different characteristics of a true leader, one of which is justice. And by justice, we mean to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single behavior. We said in this case, the issue of injustice covers and includes and encompasses every kind of sin. You see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when quoting from Luqman and his recommendations to his son, he quotes that he said to his son, Ya bunay, la tushrik billah. O my son, do not ascribe any partners to Allah. And then continues, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ Polytheism is indeed a great injustice. Initially, it might sound to us a little bit strange that how can polytheism be considered as an injustice? But when we think, as I said previously, it is injustice because the person who is ascribing any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually is ruining the right of Allah in being obeyed and in being believed in His oneness. So, حق التوحيد, we talked about that before. We said that this is right for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever you violate any right, you are doing injustice. So the very first characteristic of leaders is justice. And by justice, we mean every single manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's obedience. In another word, totally, justice here would mean virtue, at-taqwa, would mean God-wariness, would mean infallibility for the highest leaders. That's why we believe that an imam must be infallible. Although the other leaders who follow the infallible imams, they could not be infallible, but they must be God-wary. They must be virtue based on the same code, the same formula. The second characteristic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes for the good leaders, for true examples, is patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Sajda, verse 24, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُ He says, we specified some of the people as the leaders. We appointed imams to guide by our command. Why? When they had been patient and had conviction in our signs. Two qualifications. First, patience. Second, belief, faith. So patience is one of the qualifications, one of the elements that a true leader must fulfill. And when we think of that, we find it quite justified. Yes, it must be one of the qualifications. We will talk about that after a short break. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimin sallu alayhi Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallu alayhi صلى Welcome back, my dear audience, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. We came across the issue of leadership, and we said that second characteristic of a true leader based on Quranic view is patience. And we claimed that this issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His holy book is quite justified and very reasonable. Why? Just imagine that a commander in an army, he wants to take his army to a battlefield. Of course, a battlefield has many difficulties. Besides, there might be some soldiers around him not going to obey him very properly, completely. From the very first step, if he wants to face them violently, definitely after 1, 2, 3 days, whether he will fail to continue his journey and his mission, or he will be suppressed, he will be taken out by his own soldiers. But patience, that's why when we review the stories of prophets in the Holy Quran, we see that one of the very evident, very prominent characteristics of prophets was patience. They were not sort of people who were going to be disappointed and who be depressed by thousands of difficulties that took place for them. No, they were so resistant, they were so patient. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُ. Because of their patience, when they've been patient. So, we remember the story of Prophet Nuh, the story of Prophet Ayyub, the story of Prophet Musa. All of them were so patient. I'm not going to repeat and not going to extend these stories a lot. The other characteristic of a good leader, a good example, is commitment. To feel committed to the responsibility and to the mission that he took, to guiding the other people. So they have to be committed. They must feel this, that they are responsible. They are going to be accountable. They are going to be accountable on the day of judgment. They are going to answer. They are going to be responsible on the day of judgment. They must believe in that. Just let me read this segment and this part of his letter to one of his companions. أَأَقْنَعُ مِن نَفْسِي بِأَنْ يُقَالْ هَذَا أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا أُشَارِكُهُمْ فِي مَكَارِهِ الدَّهْرِ. Shall I be content with being called Amir al-Mu'mineen, Commander of Faithful, although I do not share with the people the hardships of the world? It means that I feel committed to my responsibility. I feel that I am responsible for that. So I have to stand. I have to undergo the difficulties. So we will talk about this a little bit more in the next episode, inshallah. Thank you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. See you.